In Illinois, losing a baby before its first birthday happens far more often to black mothers than those of other races. The difference between whites and blacks is nearly threefold. For Illinois Issues, Maureen McKinney reports.
Bettina Dixon Jenkins' firstborn, Cole, died in her arms just minutes after he was born. His twin, Ava, died shortly after her birth, a few hours later. Because the Evanston woman went into labor just 4 months into her pregnancy, the baby's lungs were not developed enough for them to survive.
Just seeing my firstborn and watching him slip away at the same time was unreal. And then trying to cope with that and then going through the same thing again, losing my daughter, I'd never felt pain like that.
At the twins' death, they became an illustration of a grim phenomenon. Black babies are more than twice as likely as whites or the overall population to fail to live past their first birthday. And Illinois is among the states where that racial disparity is greatest.
We know that there is a very stark disparity gap in which 34% of black African-American infants during a two-year average, did not make it to their first birthday.
Tasha Green Cruzat is president of Voices for Illinois Children, an advocacy group. She says battling the racial gap in infant mortality is a high priority for her organization. Green Cruzat pointed to several studies indicating that racism may be at play.
When it comes to stress in African-American women, there's a study that was done where they pretty much concluded that the accumulation of experiences of an African-American woman, the racial discrimination that she experiences, produces chronic stress, and it brings on problems. It brings on and constitutes risk factors.
State Representative Mary Flowers, a Chicago Democrat, has introduced several related bills.
Stress is something that's inherent. It's been carried on from generation to generation. Being disrespected is stressful. Being disrespected at work or the environment that you live in, the conditions that you have to work, all kinds of things cause stress on the mom that cause her to have a miscarriage and cause her baby to die.
One of the issues that both the March of Dimes and Voices for Illinois Children support is an expansion of Medicaid insurance. Green Cruzat notes that a high percentage of African Americans have Medicaid. March of Dimes wants the time mothers are covered extended, and Green Cruzat says the kinds of services covered, such as maternal care and doulas to assist women during and after pregnancy, should be expanded. A spokeswoman for Governor J.B. Pritzker did say he wants to expand health care for all Illinoisans. Green Cruzat has another idea.
Definitely there needs to be some type of training when it comes to sensitivity training that doctors need to have when they are take care of women of color, babies. I think that is definitely something that needs to be closely looked at.
Dixon Jenkins, the woman who lost her twins early, went into pregnancy in fear because her mother had lost a baby and a sister had an infant born preterm. She doesn't know whether race played a factor in losing her children. She did have a series of problems with the pregnancy, like extreme back pains, but doctors assured her that everything about the pregnancy was normal. Dixon Jenkins said after the loss of her babies, she found it difficult to think ahead.
Not just the loss of the babies. At the time, it was the loss of everything that we had hoped for them, the loss of what we imagined for our family.
But 2 years after the loss of her twins, she got pregnant again, this time with the aid of high-risk pregnancy specialists. She now has a 4-year-old daughter and a 2-year-old son, the baby she and her husband Nathan dreamed of before she learned she was pregnant with Ava and Cole. I'm Maureen McKinney.
And you can read more of Maureen's story a little bit later this morning at our website, willnews.org.